Caroline, she's been a tough opponent for you in the past couple of matches, and you've played plenty of big hitters or aggressive hitters in your career. What makes her such a difficult opponent, and what is it that she does that gives you as much trouble?
I think she's played very well every time she's played me, and you know, she goes for her shots. Her shots are hard to read, so it's you don't really feel comfortable at any point in the match.
Long day, obviously, with the matches going on and off. What was the toughest part of all the breaks and everything?
I guess this year I feel like I've been used to it. Almost every tournament I've played, I've had rain delays, so it wasn't really anything new. In the beginning of the match, and yeah, the first two sets basically was extremely windy out there as well, which made it tricky and it was hard to get a rhythm. But other than that, you know, it's you just have to try and stay focused and go for bigger targets. Or at least that was my thinking. I guess she didn't think so. She was going for the lines, and in the first set she was missing, but then she started hitting it, you know, a few inches from the line all the time.
When you look back at how you've played at Roland Garros over the last week and a half, do you think you're playing your best tennis for the last couple of years?
I mean, yeah, I didn't play last year, so, you know, coming back this year was nice, and, you know, it's obviously the Grand Slam that that I've had the hardest at and the one I probably liked the least, but, you know, at the end of the day, I tried my best, and today it wasn't good enough, but... Now I'm going to try and do better next time.
What makes her a difficult opponent? Obviously, you've played her before without much success as well. I think few times this year on clay as well.
Yeah, as I said before, she's a big hitter, and you know, she doesn't go for the big targets. She goes for the lines, and you know, it's been going in. She's tough to read, and you know, you don't really feel comfortable. It's hard to read her shots, so that's what makes it, you know, tough to get to the balls.
Obviously, you weren't probably enjoying the win, but you were doing well on the scoreboard while it was at its worst. Just wondering if you note when it was caught, if you almost wish it had kept going, because those conditions were definitely fit more favorable to you than to her.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's easy to sit now and say I maybe would have won if it was more windy or, you know, but in the end of the day, I didn't win, and she played better than me, and I just have to respect that and try and do better next time.
Caroline, you said her game is hard to read. Does that have something to do with her technique, which is kind of quite distinct and different?
Yeah, you know, it looks like she hits it late a lot of the time, and, you know, you think she won't be able to do cross-court or down the line in certain moments, and she does anyway, so... but, you know, in the end of the day, I mean, it's obviously she's playing well, and she has been playing well, especially against me. I don't know how she's been playing, you know, in the other tournaments throughout the year, but, you know, I feel like she's beaten some good players. So, obviously, she's on her way up.
Also, in general, you equaled your best performance here. Does this give you confidence going forward for the rest of the season, your favourite part of the season coming up soon?
Yeah, you know, I just try and do my best. I keep my head down, and I try and work hard and try and get better. And, you know, obviously I love grass. I love playing on grass. I think it's such a great surface, and I really enjoy Wimbledon. And then obviously the US Open is around the corner, and I'm really, really looking forward to that. You know, those are some of my favorite tournaments throughout the year, and I'm looking forward to that part.
Does it feel like a lost chance for you considering the draw, or is there another emotion that's more overwhelming?
You know, at the end of the day, I did my best and I tried to win today. It didn't happen for me, and you know, in the end of the day, I'm just looking at it in this certain match, and you know, I'm going to get another chance in a few weeks at Wimbledon, and I'm going to try and take advantage of that.
You were just looking at the stat sheet, you had a lot fewer winners today than in the last couple of matches. Just is that all about adjusting to wins, and like you said, hitting with more margins, or was she just not letting you set up for them the way you were able to against Bellis and Kuznetsova?
I think a bit of both. You know, obviously the wind in the beginning was pretty crazy, and it was hard to really go for the lines and really go for it, and then and get a good rhythm, and then. you know, she just kept me on my back foot for most of the second part of the match, you know, and it's hard to hit winners from behind the baseline or out really out wide, you know, and